Hello. It's Friday. That's exciting, right? It's the weekend. I know I say promoting shows in New York City is useless, but I still do it. Why? Because I don't know where you're traveling. Maybe you're coming to New York tonight. And if you are, get to New York Comedy Club 4th Street to see not me. So if you don't like my stand-up comedy, maybe you're hate listening to this episode. You live in New York and you hate me, but you listen to this show. That's fine. I can't stop you from doing that. But you can go see a show that's not me. My friend James Mattern is recording an album at New York Comedy Club 4th Street. It's on East 4th Street in the East Village. You should go see him. He's very funny. I'll be there at the Late Show. So then you could see me and be like, hey, there's Chris Laker, host of the podcast I enjoy. And then, oh, this is the show he told me to go to. It'll be quite satisfying for you, the listener, if you go to this show, I believe. And if you're not in New York, then, you know, I would suggest go see the movie Halloween. I was going to say Venom, but Halloween is actually good. Venom's not actually good. I saw some submarine movie last night with Gerard Butler and Common. It was all right. Hunter Killer, I think it was called. It was fine. I have AMC A-list, and I had a movie left. So I was like, I'm going to see something right now, and that's what was playing. I guess we'll look at the news. Is that all right? See, one job should be enough. I don't know. Marriott hotel workers strike hits eight U.S. cities. I don't know what one job should be enough, but I guess don't stay at Marriott in general because I guess they're shitty to their workers. Stay someplace where they treat the people that clean up after you well. That's a garbage job. I mean, not like a garbage. It's just like doing it is hard. You don't know what's gonna happen. Think about this. You work in the housekeeping department hotel. Every door you open, every time you say, "I gotta clean this fucking room," right? And this is how I tip when I stay at hotel. I try to be courteous. But I don't get out of bed for fuck during the day, and they'll come by and they're just like, I just want to clean your room, and I have to be like, not now, I'll say, you don't have to, clean my room. But you got to knock on a door, and it's somebody who didn't put out their do not disturb, and they're fucking pissed that you're knocking, and or who knows what the fuck you walk in. You can walk in on a dead body. Walk in on all sorts of... Somebody's kidnapped. You don't know what you're walking into. It's like being... It's like being a police officer. Pounding on door... Like serving search warrants or something. As a maid, they have a search warrant of your hotel room. And they can... You want the person that can steal your computer to not be happy with their job? You leave your computer in your room, and they're like, well, I'm being treated like shit here. Maybe I'll just take this computer and get the fuck out of here. I'm not saying that people who work in housekeeping are dishonest thieves. I've never had anything stolen. But I'm saying they should be treated well. And it's a tough job. And people take big nasty dumps and clog up toilets, or they're just fucking complete slobs and just do all sorts of shit to their rooms, and every time they walk in, they don't know what they're walking into. So I appreciate you housekeeping workers in hotels across the world, and Marriott, straighten your shit out. Be cool. Arrest made in connection to suspicious packages. They had another one yesterday in my neighborhood over there at CNN. my good neighbors, Jake Tapper and whoever else is Wolf Blitzer. I've seen Wolf Blitzer around this neighborhood. They apparently arrested somebody. So we'll see if it agrees with the memes that the people... I have Facebook friends who are Trump people, and they're like, this is the Dems. The Dems are doing it. It's so weird. They're weird people, the Trump people in my Facebook feed. They're not in my life. They're not friends, but I've explained that enough. I don't want to go into a whole Trumpian thing, but... CNN headquarters in NYC evacuated for second time this week. Yep. And I would imagine that it's a whole mall there. There's a Whole Foods. I already talked about that. I talked about that the other day. Ice-T arrested after failing to pay bridge toll. Oh, come on, Ice-T. You play a police officer on television. You should have some responsibility. I think if I played a cop on TV, I would feel like I had to conduct myself in public a little bit better, you know, to uphold the image. But you're not paying your tolls? What do you think? You're above the law, Ice-T? You think everybody loves SVU? I like Ice-T. I think it's weird that there are some rappers, Ice-T, well, Ice-T and Ice Cube in particular, where I feel like Ice-T has been on Law & Order SVU way longer than he ever rapped, right? And, like, Ice Cube has probably put out more, like, kid family movies than he did rap albums. Yet they still have rap names. I know that's how we know them. I'm not saying lose the rap name, but I'm saying at least use your real name with the rap name in quotes in the middle. Like, you know, you'd be like Larry Ice Cube Smith. I don't know Ice Cube's real name. Or Terry Ice-T Hogan. I don't know if Ice-T might have the same name as Hulk Hogan. Who knows? Nobody knows his real name. I'm sure it's on Wikipedia. I just think it's an amusing thing to me. But yeah, it's marketing. Why? I know I'm not dumb. Ice-T's not going to change his name now. We all love him as Ice-T. But now he's got this. I don't know if I can watch Law & Order SVU now that I know he's a bridge toll skipper. I'm sure it was a misunderstanding. And I don't really watch SVU. It's not even against SVU, but there's too many times where, like, a kid's getting abused, and I don't like watching that in the show. Although there is one Law & Order SVU that's, like, got Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, as, like, the bad guy, and it's that's pretty fun to watch. And a friend of mine's in it. Another friend of mine. Well, Jim Gaffigan's not a friend. All right, we'll do one more story, and I'll get the fuck out of here, I think. Denver father, my 8-year-old son is a danger to the community. Well, what do you do when your dad is a narc? What did your 8-year-old do, man? Fucking handle your shit. Be cool. That's all you gotta do. Well, let me see. Maybe I'm gonna actually tap through. This is my I'm gonna be an investigative journalist and actually read this article. The father of an 8-year-old boy says his son is a danger to himself and the community, but no one will listen. Records show the boy has attacked pregnant women. That's not funny. Records show the boy has attacked pregnant women and children, and a state psychologist says he needs to stay in residential care, but Medicaid is denying it. Well, I think Medicaid, when somebody says my kid is fucking a psycho, maybe listen. You know, it's like it's not like they're asking to be put up at the Marriott. where they don't take care of their employees. No, man, that's tough. I feel bad for this dude because he's just got a bad, he's got one of those bad kids. It's like, but isn't that something going on? I have no idea what it's like to raise a child, and I plan on keeping it that way. Therefore, child rearing things I don't know about, and I'm all right with that. So I don't know what made this kid so angry where he's attacking pregnant women. It's terrible. And why just pregnant women? Why not just everybody? I mean, at least start there. Start there with your child. Say, listen, don't target a specific group like that. Go after everybody. But stay, you know, actually maybe stay away from pregnant women. Attack children your own age. Try to vent, you know, or be like Dexter's dad and teach him how to kill bad people. Say you obviously have a lot of rage. We're going to turn you into a serial killer for good, just like Dexter. Then you guys binge watch Dexter, which is not the best show in the world, but it'll be useful and probably be a bonding experience. And maybe by the end of it, because it's such a bad show, it'll be like, I don't want to do this. You know, maybe I'll go take karate lessons. And then you watch The Karate Kid together. And The Karate Kid 2 and the next Karate Kid, and then The Karate Kid remake with the Fresh Prince's son, Jaden Smith. And I think that's a nice be a nice bonding activity for father and son. But again, I don't know how to raise a child. See you Monday. We love you.